The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Today sucks.
Oh, this is the worst. This time change thing. I don't remember voting for this. Did you vote for this? I didn't.
Were we able to vote on this?
Exactly. Do you remember asking this to be a part of your life?
No.
I don't. I remember asking it to be not a part of my life. I voted on that, and it passed here in California, except then the lawmakers could never get together and actually implement it so we could get rid of all this stupid moving the clocks garbage.
It is so dumb. It is so dumb.
Although I do like when it gets darker later in the day, though. Just saying.
But it's like a reverse psychology trick. It's not really getting darker later in the day. You're just waking up earlier, so it feels like it. Well, it is, but it's not.
But also, you could keep it on whatever one that keeps it the same light later.
And don't
switch it back to the one where it gets dark earlier.
Yeah, let's keep it like this and then just call it a day.
I think that's the plan. I think that's what we voted on. I voted on that.
But we did vote on this.
What?
I'm confused. So we were able to vote on this.
Only Graham.
I was, Selena, you're a little slow on this, but Selena, I was saying, I don't remember agreeing to this system, you know, the system that is in place. Did we ever have a say over this? It's just the way that it is. But then we did vote to change it, but that never happened. Does that make sense?
No. Just
Selena
kidding.
Is completely lost. All right.
Graham, you don't look sick. You don't seem sick. So you didn't catch the Herbert household sickness?
You guys, I want to take I want to I'm cautiously optimistic because I came in prepared this morning to take the world's biggest victory lap that I survived last week with both my kids coughing on me. They both had a fever. Then my wife got sick. My son was throwing up. I mean, whatever was going around my house, it was a nightmare. Everyone had red, watery eyes. Like, everyone was a disaster last week. And you guys were like, it's only a matter of time before you get sick. And people were leaving talkbacks like, buckle up, Graham. This flu or whatever's going around, it's rough. It's going to get you and it's going to knock you down. And then someone left a talk back and said, I thought you don't get sick, Graham, because it's just a mental thing. Getting sick is for the weak. And that reminded me, getting sick is for the weak. I'm not going to get sick. And look, I made it all the way to now. I made it through the whole weekend. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. Because yesterday, I felt very confident going into this morning. It was done. My kids are all better. My wife, I thought everybody was all better. That was until the middle of the night last night. Kate went on a coughing attack, and she showered me with about 1,000 coughs from about 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. The coughing never stopped, and it was aimed right at me. It was like,
You're going to get sick.
Couldn't you roll over and aim it that way?
No.
And the coughs just kept, they were being launched at me like a cannon. Oh. And I was ducking and covering. I hid under the pillow, but there's nothing I can do. So I don't know. I can't fully take my victory lap yet that I survived and dodged the sickness.
You're going to get it.
Yeah, it's developing right now.
See, I thought she was done with it, but what I heard last night was not a good... It was not a good thing.
Well, this is just the second part of it now.
I feel bad for whoever. She has to get on a flight to Dallas today. Whoever has to sit next to her on that plane. I feel bad for
them. She's a super spreader. Oh, no. She's going to be a super spreader.
About to be. I thought she was done because yesterday she seemed totally back to normal. But that 2-hour stretch last night.
Graham, you're next.
It was a cacophony of coughs.
Ooh, so
anyways, I think I can dodge it, though.
I don't know. I think you're going to get it.
We'll see.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Right now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So VTA union members on strike today after negotiations for... after negotiations for fair wages, better working conditions, and just overall respect... Those negotiations stalled, so four San Jose locations and one Mountain View station will not be operating today. Around 100,000 riders will be affected. So if you take VTA to get to work or to school, you got to see if your station is even open and then plan for an alternate way.
Don't be a scab. Stand with those VTA workers.
Yes.
Don't ride that train. The Warriors fresh off a win on Saturday night over the Pistons. Look to keep things rolling tonight at Chase Center as they host the Portland Trailblazers. The Warriors are now 11-2 since acquiring Jimmy Butler and are currently in sixth place in the West. One thing to watch tonight, if Steph Curry hits 4 3-pointers in the game, he'll become the first NBA player to have made 4,000 of them in his career. Tip-off is tonight at 7 o'clock.
Wow, Matt.
Nice. enjoy the weather today and tomorrow because the rain is coming, you guys, starting on Wednesday. Yeah. And it's going to stay here for a while. A lot of rain in the forecast for later this week. Highs will be in the upper 50s today, though.
Hey, Scorpio besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be an 8. Take your career to new levels by developing a promising opportunity. Keep gaining skills, do your market research, and align your work. Most importantly, get your bag.
Get your bag.
Get your bag.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, major life hack alert for you runners out there. You athletes that like running, compete in races, marathons, half marathons, you name it, listen up. You may have already heard of it because it's taking the running world by storm. A common household ingredient currently taking the track and field world over. Running world records are being broken left and right, and many credit this household ingredient, which is not some banned substance, by the way. You can take it legally. Okay. It's not going to get you busted in any anti-doping scandals or anything like that. It's baking soda, you guys.
Oh,
baking
really?
Soda.
Like, what are they doing with it?
They're consuming it. Sodium bicarbonate, or as the athletes call it, bicarb. Bicarb.
Sorry,
they're taking.
Bro. Take your bicarb today.
And they are running faster and faster and longer than ever. At the Olympics last summer, they say more than 2/3 of all the running medalists, they were using it. World records, we know, fell left and right in a lot of the events. And look, scientifically, they say some people doubt that it's doing that much. And some people think it's more of a placebo effect. But some people are swearing by it.
It works.
They say your body builds up acidity as you're in your muscles, as you're exercising, and especially particularly at high levels, and you get that burning sensation. Well, sodium bicarbonate acts as a buffer there, counters that acidity in your muscles, and allows you to run faster, run stronger, run longer. Now, there's one major caveat to this. You can't just go throwing down spoonfuls.
I was going to say, how are they eating this?
Baking soda. Well, now there's a whole bunch of companies that are making it packaged as in supplement form because there's one huge problem. Some runners have known about this for many, many years, but there is one huge gamble that you are taking when you take this before a race.
Okay.
And that is it can absolutely destroy your stomach.
Oh, no. Is that why some of the runners, you know, just go in the middle of marathons?
There are a lot of horror stories that have come out about runners that have taken this prior to their race and not been able to make it to the starting block because of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. It can absolutely destroy your stomach. Now, like I said, there are companies now that have figured out ways to package it so it bypasses your stomach and gets into your lower intestines and then dissolves there. Less likely are you going to have the explosive effects of it.
See, I believe that this is true, like that the baking soda actually helps you, only because I've drank baking soda in like a little bit of water before.
You've drank baking soda?
And
why?
And then you ran faster than ever before?
No, I didn't use it for running.
Why did you do that?
So then why do you believe it?
Because my Mexican mother, I only believe that it would help with your tummy issues.
No, it has the opposite. It has the opposite effect.
Okay, so then I'm not understanding this properly then. Then I think the opposite because growing up, my Mexican mother, anytime I had a stomach ache, she'd be like, here, drink a little bit of like baking soda. And so it would be in a cup of water. You just add like a tiny bit. You stir it up and it would help.
Maybe if it was a teeny tiny bit, it would help get rid of some of the acidity.
Yeah.
In your
I feel like
stomach.
The runners are doing a lot.
But if you're using this as a supplement, they say there's
opposite.
A very high chance that your stomach is going to get ripped to, ripped to shreds.
I guess don't do that. And then don't go on hot ones before a run either. Pete Davidson, he was on a podcast, I think with Bill Murray or something like that, and said that when he went on hot ones, it just destroyed his you know what for like a full week.
Oh, I believe
it. It was just fire.
Oh, that's the worst. That's terrible. So runners, if you want to set your personal best at your upcoming half marathon or whatever, 10K or whatever it is.
There you go.
Hammer down a bunch of baking soda, throw your diaper on because you're either going to post your best time ever or you're going to crap your pants.
Yes, either one. Or both, possibly both.
Right.
So good luck to you.
Leave it all out there on the track.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to your world record alert, Graham, you just shared with us a hack alert.
Yeah, top runners in the Olympics and world championships all seem to be using baking soda as a supplement, and they are swearing by the results, breaking world records left and right.
Good morning, Davey Show. Jess, I totally agree. My mom would do this for me when I was little, and I do this for my kids, baking soda, but my mom would do lemon juice and some water and mix it up, and she would tell us it was to burp, that you had for tummy ache, you have to burp. And, yep, that's what our Mexican moms would tell us. And I don't know if it would work or not, but have a great day, guys. Bye.
It did work.
Jess shared a story because one of the side effects that runners were saying is it either really helps you for your race or you're going to have a stomach that's completely destroyed and you may not make the starting block. But Jess was saying, no, wait, no, that's something my mom gave me for an upset stomach.
Mm. So if you're ever bloated and you feel like you just need to like let the air out, maybe not that way, by burping, it works, you guys. Just a little bit, though. Don't overdo it.
And then a little bit more, just other end, I think is what we're learning here.
If you want to get cleared out, yeah.
On the talkback, she said they'd mix it with lemon juice. So you're mixing an acid and a base, you know, something. They're counteracting each other. They're neutralizing each other there.
It really does nothing. Interesting.
Right.
So don't add the lemon juice.
I think it's one of those mental things.
Like, all right. World record alert.
World record alert, you guys. An 18-year-old from India just awarded a Guinness World Record for the hairiest face on a person.
Whoa.
Officials determined he had 201.72 hairs per square centimeter on his skin, on his face. That is a lot of hairs. Do people even have that many hairs?
No.
In that small of an area on their head? I don't think so. Lalit Padir, he earned this world record. He has a very, very rare condition called werewolf syndrome. And when you guys see this picture of him, Jess, is it up on JB Morning Show on Instagram?
There's a little video.
His face is entirely covered. 90% of his face is covered in hair. Again, werewolf syndrome, extremely rare. They believe it affects about 1 out of 1 billion people. And there have only been about 50 documented cases ever. And his face, is full wolf, right? I mean,
yes,
his face is completely covered. Now, he says that people tell him all the time, you should shave that or get rid of the hair. He is fully embracing it. He likes it. He says, once you get to know me, you realize I'm just the same as you on the inside. And he likes the hair. He's embracing it. It's part of who he is. And it is, like I said, incredibly rare. Would you guys be able to, after you see this picture and see that, I mean, he almost looks like he's an animal. Werewolf syndrome is the best way to describe it. He looks like a werewolf. Would you guys embrace the hair?
I don't think.
Given how rare it is, 1 in 1 billion.
I know.
Selena, you're a 1 in 1 billion.
I don't think I'd be able to embrace it if it was on me.
But Selena, you'd have to shave like every day.
I know,
multiple times a day.
That's what sucks. I also don't think that shaving or waxing is even an option because it would grow back so fast and you would have literally like 5 o'clock shadow or stubble on like every spot on your face, like
on
places where it doesn't make sense. Exactly. So I don't even know if that would help. But
I
had
no choice but to embrace it.
Well, I think you have to rock it. I think you find, like, get a little comb and some gel and you, like, get a little, face hairstyle going.
I think I would embrace it. I'd add little cute clips.
Like little bows or something.
It would be tough.
His nose is fully covered.
Everything's fully covered.
His entire face outside of the inside of his mouth and his eyeballs is completely covered in hair.
I like that he's embracing it, you know?
I do too.
I like that he is, but because I couldn't. I think it's great that he is.
I think I'd do like I do now and just trim it down to like just that stubble. I like the 5 o'clock shadow. I rock that.
But the stubble everywhere?
Everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But it would take, shaving twice a day.
Yeah, you'd have to
just to keep it at stubble length.
At a constant buzz.
Yeah.
I think the longer length looks better, though. The stubble would, I don't know. Imagine trying to kiss someone with, like, your full face of stubble.
I do like that.
You date a guy with a full beard, Jess. What are you talking about? Imagine trying to kiss that. What other part are you trying to kiss?
Like, that's true.
Unless you're making out with your dude's nose, like, I don't think it's the same thing.
I do like that you can't tell, like, watching this video on JB Morning Show, you can't tell where his face hair starts or, like, ends and his hair, his head hair begins. It's all one.
It's all mixed
together. Love that
together.
For him.
I do. I'm curious to see what his face looks like without the hair, though. Like, you have no idea what he looks like.
And do you think he gets it colored? Because it's, like, different hues there.
Yeah, it did look like he had some highlights in there, right?
Yeah, he gets some highlights.
next time.
So what about when he gets older? Will the hair just fall off and then he'll finally get to see his face?
On his head, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, not on
he'll
his head.
He'll go bald up top before his face does. Like, dudes that lose their hair, they still have arm hair. You know, they still have body hair.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, he's keeping that hair gray. But it will go gray. It will go gray. But
oh, wow.
He could dye it, of course.
Like, yeah.
Like it looks like he's been doing.
If you want to go check that out, JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Did you guys watch SNL over the weekend?
Nope.
Me either, because who would? But those who did actually said it was pretty good. Gaga, she hosted and she performed. You know, she has all that new music out right now. They're saying her monologue was really good. She poked fun at the last time she was on the show. She performed in 2013. And she was like, yeah, everything about that performance aged amazingly because she performed with R. Kelly.
Oh!
Back in 2013.
Seriously?
Yes!
Wow. How tongues have changed.
A lot has changed since then. All right, let's get to What the Bleep. Is your chance to win a JV Show Chug Mug. All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Sounds easy enough, right?
Yep.
Well, let's take a listen to today's clip.
Have you ever noticed when you look at holes that they're like fingerprints? No two are the same. They're all different shapes and sizes.
Whoa.
Those are facts. Those are facts. How could you take your eyes off them?
Oh,
all right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be.
Ew.
Remember, somehow, some way, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG, please. Leave us your name and your city along with your guess so we can shout you out when you win. But you got to get your guesses in quick because only the very first correct answer of the morning is going to win that brand new JV Show Chug Mug.
That's right. We're going to play some of your guesses next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on that new and improved iHeartRadio app. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
Have you ever noticed when you look at holes that they're like fingerprints? No two are the same. They're all different shapes and sizes.
You're sick.
They say
you're
that.
Sick.
I mean, that's what they say. They're like a fingerprint. Everyone, they're all unique.
Remember, this is a family show, okay? Mm. So please keep your guesses.
I take back all the things I just said.
Let's go to your guesses on the talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Henry from Pittsburgh. Yeah, I think that missing word is donut holes. Donut holes. All right, man, have a good one.
Donut holes!
That's a great guess. They are always different sizes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, donut holes, okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Damien from San Jose, and I'm still trying to win this chug mug for my sister Diana, and I think the bleeped out word is golf holes.
Golf holes.
Oh, that's a good
guess. But those are the same, right?
Oh, that's true.
Well, I mean, the actual cup that you are trying to get the ball into, yes, uh-huh. That's a regulation size. But when you talk about like, hole number nine on a golf course,
you talk about
the holes.
Got
yeah, and they're
it.
They are all different.
Great guess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Gigi from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is potholes because you can't keep your eye off of them. Thank you. Have a happy Monday, guys.
Happy Monday. Oh, that's another really good guess.
Potholes.
Yes.
They're
all different.
Very different.
Yup. Mm-hmm. All right. Great guesses, you guys. Keep them coming.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Monday. Thanks for hanging with us. We're playing What the Bleep, where someone can win a JV Show Chug Mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
Have you ever noticed when you look at holes that they're like fingerprints? No two are the same. They're all different shapes and sizes.
You're gross, Graham.
It's like a fingerprint.
You're gross.
I'm telling you, they're all different.
Remember, this is a family show. Okay, let's go to your guesses.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is John from Richmond, and my guess would be gopher.
Gopher holes.
I like that.
That's a good one.
That was a great guess.
That is.
Hi, this is Cassie, Madison, and Nolan from Antioch, and we think the bleeped out word is socks. Sock holes.
Sock holes!
Thank you for the guess. I'm not sure. I guess I've never taken the time to stop and look at my sock hole.
And to compare them to others,
yeah.
I think.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Alicia and Janessa from Vallejo. We think the bleeped out word is belly button.
That's a great guess.
belly button hole.
No two are alike.
That's true.
I think. Well, maybe. Well, yeah. One's always crustier than the other. You know, there's a lot of differences.
Yep.
Hi, this is Lisa from Richmond. My guess is Swiss cheese. Have a great Monday and rest of your week. Bye.
I'm gonna go like a
pat. Cut it
like
short.
I'm gonna give like not the full. You're not gonna get the full applause at the end of that movie. Like ding ding.
But. So listen to today's clip. Unbleeds.
Have you ever noticed when you look at Swiss holes that they're like fingerprints? No two are the same. They're all different shapes and sizes.
Now right. I believe that word was Swiss, and she said Swiss cheese. Thoughts? Ladies, discuss amongst yourselves.
I feel like if somebody would have guessed Swiss, they would have gotten it. But since she was the closest, right?
I agree with that.
All right, we're giving it to
him. Yeah.
That way Do you think we should, Graham?
No, I mean, we need a winner on this Monday. We're all adjusting to this time change. Nobody's thinking clearly. We're all like, we need to get this week rolling somehow.
Start the week off strong.
Let's do that. Yeah. Let's do that. So you know what? Lisa and Richmond, what's up? Lisa, what's up? Brand new JV show Chug Mug for getting half of it correct. We're like, she got it correct, but then added something. Well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Who cares? Our buddy Charles in San Jose, he also said Swiss cheese. So did Serena in Pinole, also Swiss cheese. And our buddy Andres in Sacramento, he said Swiss cheese as well. We were dancing around. It was just Swiss, guys.
It was right there. I know.
Just say Swiss. That was that easy. But then you add the cheese, and then it gets us confused. And our brains can't handle that on this Monday after that time change. Are you kidding me? Feels like it's still 3 o'clock in the morning right now. Is it 3 o'clock in the morning?
It might be.
Which way did we move our clocks? My car's so old, I had to manually hit the button to adjust the time on the way in. And I didn't realize it wasn't showing me the correct time until I pulled into the garage this morning. That means I was looking at the time for 1 hour, and I couldn't figure out why it seemed off. And I was like, man, I'm making good time today. I think I'm going to be a little early.
Nothing seemed weird to you.
Idiot. Oh, no. I changed it. Manually.
All right. So congratulations.
Woo!
Look, tomorrow morning you have another chance to win this Chug Mug 705. We are going to do it again here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Look, we know this morning is rough.
Yeah.
We are struggling, but we're in this together. Just drive safe, okay? Because there's nothing like driving tired. It's not good. Yeah. They say it's as bad as driving drunk. Is that accurate, by the way? We hear that all the time. Is it the same?
I mean, there are a lot of accidents caused by drowsy and sleeping drivers every year, so it is very dangerous.
All right, before we get to the JV Show's Yup Nope game.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Fetty Fett from Water Creek. Happy Monday, and Warriors! I'm literally still collecting myself. I might have just used all my energy for that game on Saturday. OMG. So let me say, first of all, that Chase Center is a vibe, first of all. And I think I was told by all the ushers that I had more energy than any person in that building. Warriors!
Okay, that's
I love the energy.
That's our buddy Seti Set. Yes. He left us a talk back on Friday saying he was going to his first Warriors game at Chase Center. He'd never been before. He was very excited, didn't know what to expect. And turns out it's a vibe.
Total vibe.
Now, I love the energy, but if I'm sitting down behind him, can I sit down for a couple minutes of the game? Because you know he was standing the entire game.
Yeah, he was one of those,
Warriors,
definitely.
And the ushers are like, you have a lot of energy, but also could you sit down?
Because
the people behind you want to sit down and eat their nachos for 2 seconds.
Hey, but we're glad you had a great time. Total vibe, that Jason.
Vibe, we knew that.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
This is John.
Hey, John. Did you have a good weekend?
I sure did.
Awesome. Well, this morning, hopefully we can start your week off great as well because you have the chance to win
a $100 gift card to Dave & Buster's.
Woo! We love Dave & Buster's here on the JV Show. So, John, here's what you got to do. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Uh-huh. You just got to get 3 correct, and this gift card's yours, okay?
Sounds good.
Here's question number 1. Capri pants are named after the island of Capri, which is part of what country?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, so Capri pants, they're named after the island of Capri, which is part of what country?
Switzerland?
Nope. I don't think Switzerland had gotten islands like that. They're sort of in there with the mountains and like the goats and the yodeling and stuff.
All right.
Italy was the answer we're looking for.
That's okay, though.
That was a hard one.
That's all right. That's all right. All right, question number 2. It might not get any easier. We'll see. All right, question number 2. Your larynx is a part of your body that's more commonly referred to as what? Your larynx.
Oh, Larry left me? I don't know.
A what?
Oh! Nope.
Left knee.
What?
Your larynx is not your left knee. Your larynx, more commonly referred to as your voice box.
Yes.
Your voice
your
box.
Your voice, John.
Gives you the ability to make sounds and talk. This is not, I might quit the show.
No, he's got this next one. Okay, you got this one. Here's question number three. Oil and egg yolks are the two main ingredients in what popular condiment?
Pancake.
Nope. No, I quit the show.
Oh, wait, what?
I said condiment, John!
I was about to be like, this dude says ketchup, I quit.
Mayonnaise.
And it's mayo. And
oh, my God.
And he went out and said pancakes. And I mean,
I was good answer.
If you're... okay, never mind. All right. Now,
you got this next one, though, John. I believe
right, the next one's yours.
All right, you need this next question to avoid me shouting holy, horrible trivia and then quitting the show. Question number four. Hercules was a Roman god that was best known for his what?
John, are you there?
For his strength. Hello?
Yep.
Okay.
You got one.
It took you a little too long to answer.
Yes, Hercules, known for his strength. I thought he was going to say, like, horse or something.
I know. His beard. Like, a great beard on that man. No, he didn't even have a beard, John.
I'm not like you, Graham.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on and playing with us, but unfortunately, you got one out of four.
Oh, dang it.
That's not enough.
Gosh, dang it.
Can't
you do over?
Oh, son of a left knee. Pancakes.
I don't think we do do-overs here. John, but we really, trust me, we really enjoyed having you on. You were great. Yes. You just made our morning.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Don't hang up. Hang on. Graham, we got some shout-outs.
We do. A lot of people in my DMs. Got one says, hey, Graham, can you please shout out my daughter, Anna? She is turning 11 years old on Monday. Happy birthday, baby, from the Q-Lin squad and from Mom and Dad. Woo! Hope you have a wonderful day. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. Also, can you please tell her that...
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's very true. Who gives a fart about that? Happy birthday, Anna. Another one here. Hey, Graham, my daughter Willow loves your show. Please give her a birthday shout-out. She's turning 10 today. That's from her dad, mom, and two older brothers. Thank you. So happy, happy birthday, Willow.
Who gives a fart?
That's true. Another one here. Hey, Graham, Uncle Eddie sliding into your DMs. I wanted to send a birthday shout-out to my niece, Daniela Nunez. She's turning 16 on Monday. She's a sophomore at Washington High School in Fremont. Go Cougars!
Woo!
Daniela is also an amazing soccer goalie. She has 96 saves this season. Dude, that's a lot. She's given up 120 goals, though. But thank you, Jamie Show. That's from Uncle Eddie. So happy, happy birthday, Daniela.
Who gives a fart?
I don't know if Washington High is the Cougars. I don't think they are. My guy, please give a shout out to my son, Xavier, from Santa Rosa. He's turning 13 today, and he is playing hooky from school today to spend the day with me and his mom. That's from Dad Santiago. Unfortunately, I do have to report Xavier to Santa Rosa Unified School District let him know that he is skipping school today.
Right.
He is getting an unexcused absence. You will be receiving a detention in the mail. But otherwise, happy, happy birthday,
happy
buddy.
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
That's true.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right. Does this prove that Blake Lively is just like unlikable? So she has another film coming out with Anna Kendrick called Another Simple Favor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this movie premiered at South by Southwest over the weekend. And there is video that is just completely taken off online of each of them like walking by fans and by press. And, you know, their people are like shouting things at them and they're signing autographs and they're taking pictures. So listen to Anna's response when somebody is like, oh, how was it being back with Blake Lively?
Anna, what does it mean to be working with Blake again?
Oh, we're talking about you.
All she said was, oh, you know, when she walked off.
Oh, a little cold?
Now, when it was flipped and the same person asked Blake Lively.
Blake, what does it mean to be back with Anna?
Oh, it's the best. I'm so happy.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. It's the best ever. Although, why doesn't she share that same sentiment?
Yeah, they've had,
isn't that very interesting?
Mm-hmm. And they've had interviews in the past because I think they've done movies in the past together too.
They have.
All of their interviews are always so, like, you could tell there's tension. They're kind of awkward.
And the director tried to squash it and was like, no, don't buy into this. There's no beef. I'm going to trust what Anna says over
and what she didn't say there.
Exactly.
By omitting things on purpose. Blake Lively, I just can't. She's Ellen now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We thought she was this likable person. Yeah, turns out she's not.
She's not.
Yeah, mean girl vibes.
Yeah, I was going to say I can't get past the mean girl vibes. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, according to a new study by Wallet Hub, Fremont has once again been ranked the happiest city in America.
How is this new?
It really shouldn't be, because this should come as a surprise to no one living in the Bay Area, because Fremont seems to top every single list every single year about everything. Wallet Hub uses 29 key happiness indicators to compile their annual list, and one of the key ones is household income. And in Fremont, nearly 80% of households earn over $75,000 annually, which is a very key number threshold that they find is linked to greater happiness. The city also boasts the highest rate of life satisfaction, the fifth lowest depression rate, and the fourth highest average life expectancy in the country. People are just living longer in Fremont, too. What do they put in the water over there?
I don't know.
What's their secret? Hmm. California was very well represented in the top 10 of this list, again, of happiest cities in the entire country. Despite the national news media constantly declaring our state to be a total bleep hole, number one on the list, we said Fremont. Number two, San Jose. Wow. Number three, Irvine. And number nine, Hayward. San Francisco. Oh. Unfortunately, I did not see Hayward, but I didn't scroll down the entire list.
San Mateo's got to be on that
list. I just looked at the top 10. I could see San Mateo being in there.
I could too.
I thought Napa would be right up there.
Yeah, why isn't Napa on the list?
One or two. It should be.
Dang it.
Maybe they are. Again, I didn't scroll
the entire list.
The JV Show Research
Love
Department. I'll get to work.
Shout out to Fremont. Whatever it is
Fremont,
you guys are doing,
you've done
keep it.
It
up.
You did it again.
Keep it up.
What's your secret?
Before we move on, Jess, can you give everyone Disneyland details?
Yes. So if you didn't know, we still have our contest live on Instagram. Super simple to enter. Head on over there. We have the post pinned on our Wild94.9 and JV Morning Show profiles. So once you click there, you follow the instructions in the caption, and you can enter to win Disneyland tickets.
A 4-pack of tickets at that. So get on there and good luck.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Look, it's a struggly Monday. We get that. We know you're tired, but we thank you so much for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena, by the way.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
So after Friday's show, Neo was in the building just because he performed Friday night at Chase Center opening up for Mary J. Blige. And so he came in and we had the chance to talk to him for a good amount of time. Now, if you don't know, Neo has been making headlines for having multiple girlfriends. Yep. And thankfully, he is humble enough and open enough that he doesn't mind people just prying into his personal business. So he allowed us to ask away. Here is some of that interview.
How many
girlfriends are we up to at this moment?
Four.
Four girlfriends.
Yes. Four.
So obviously, after the first two, they know what they're getting into. They know the situation.
Absolutely. Everybody knows.
How did you bring this up to the first girlfriend? Because it was just you and her in the beginning.
So the first one was around a little. She's been around a little longer than everybody else. And after my divorce, I basically decided that I wasn't going to lie to anyone anymore. Not to anybody I'm with. Not to myself. Period. No more dishonesty in my life. So I went to her and I basically said, listen, I rock with you. You know I rock with you. I've been rocking with you for a while. But you also understand that I'm not going to rock with just you. Now, if you with that, stick around. We're going to have a great time. If you're not with that, that's cool, too. You go your way, I go mine. No love lost. It is what it is. She chose to stick around and we're having a great time.
Okay, so as additional women are brought on, do they submit like a resume? And then does your first girlfriend have
any say?
Yeah, is she part of the interview process?
Yeah, well, there's no interview
process. Well, you know what I mean.
But yeah, no, it's a group decision. I mean, so here's how it goes. The table that we sit at is shaped like a teardrop, right? I'm at the point, and then the other side is round, meaning I have the overall say-so. But at the same time, I do respect these women, and I respect their opinion. So if I was to try to bring somebody on that they just did not like, I would understand that that's just not going to work. And then that person couldn't rock. So I do ask their opinion. But again, at the end of the day, my decision is the final decision.
Yeah. And do you see that number increasing in the future? Like, will we get to five?
Is there a number that you have in mind?
Can't rule it out.
I mean, I won't rule anything out. But okay. At the same time, I'm spread pretty thin right now. You know what I mean? You know, I think four. I'm happy. I'm ridiculously happy with the four that I'm with. And yeah, we gonna leave it where it's at for now. Yeah.
Like, as fun as that sounds, it sounds stressful
and expensive.
It can be stressful. It's not expensive because everybody makes their own money.
Good.
Okay.
That is somewhat of a prerequisite. Like, if I got to take care of you as a grown woman, then you're not for me. But it can be stressful, but it's only stressful when we make it stressful. Mind you, the only way this works is if everybody is being honest about everything. So we talk about jealousy, we talk about insecurity, we talk about all of these things, and we get it out in the open, up front, and together. Okay, there is no secret conversation over here, secret conversation over here. If this is something that affects all of us, then we all need to sit down and talk about it.
And just one queen size bed, or where does everybody?
I have an Alaskan king,
which I've heard of those.
Yeah. So y'all sleep together.
We do, yeah.
So, okay, you're obviously in a relationship with all these women.
Mm-hmm.
If someone were to ask one of them, like, from their point of view, would they just say, oh, I'm in a relationship with Neo? Or are they saying, I'm in a relationship with these women as well?
No, we are in a relationship.
It's all one big...
Yes, we are in a relationship.
How do you address the backlash?
We don't. Here's the thing. I've gotten really, really, really good at not letting other people's problems become my problems. If you have an issue with the way I'm living my life, that's you with a problem. Because I'm living my life for me. I'm not living for you. I'm not doing this for you.
That's what I never understood. Like, how does Neo, having all these women, how does it affect anybody else's life? Like,
it doesn't.
Why are people so mad at Polly and Marie in general?
I don't know, and I don't care. That's the thing. Like, y'all, it's actually funny to me that people feel like I'm supposed to give a damn.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, I'm not doing anything wrong. Nobody's being hurt. My kids are healthy, happy, and know love. That's what they know. Mm-hmm. Above anything else, they know love. They know that they are loved by their father, their mother, and everybody else surrounding them. And that's the important part. If you're upset with that, then again, that's you with the issue.
People can learn a lot from that mindset. I feel like people need to get in that mindset just in general about anything in their life. Where do you get sheets for an Alaskan king? And then is the fitted, I imagine putting that fitted sheet on being just a nightmare. Like, how
it's
do you, it's hard enough getting a fitted sheet
so
on a regular
bed. You have extra people. Everybody take a corner.
Yeah, we handle all the chores together. But yeah, that specifically does get troublesome.
You imagine trying
you have to order those sheets.
Imagine trying to fold an Alaskan king fitted sheet. I mean, they're hard. Where do you even start?
It takes
like
a village.
Folding the parachute.
It definitely takes a village. Yeah.
This is what I've always wondered. Have you always known that you were polyamorous?
I've always known that the concept of one woman just wasn't going to be enough for me. But I lied to myself for a good amount of years, trying to be just what I felt like society tells us that we're supposed to be.
Do you think that's most men, but because of society and just the way things are today, they've had to like domesticate themselves and kind of be like, oh no, I only want one woman. But deep down inside, they want more than one?
I can't really speak on most men. I know men that are in a relationship with one woman and are insanely happy like that. I know people that have been married for double-digit years and figured out how to make that thing work. This is not me dissing monogamy. Monogamy works for some people.
Right.
Now, my wife listens to the show, so I just want to go on record and say the thought of multiple women in my bed,
disgusting.
Yuck.
Oh, no.
No.
I think my boyfriend...
Not for me.
My boyfriend shares that same thought.
That's what I heard. Yeah, yeah, he was texting me.
No.
So, does jealousy... And we're going to wrap this up and get to your music.
Okay.
Does jealousy, does that happen often? Because look, as much as I respect that lifestyle, and it ain't for me.
No worries.
Because ain't no... way I'm sharing.
It's quite all right. Jealousy is something that we discuss, and we have dealt with it from time to time. Yes, it happens. You know, it's not necessarily easy to share somebody that you love all the time, but the thing that thwarts that is the love and respect that they have for one another. These women actually love each other as well,
so there's no sense of like competition or
listen, four different women, four different personalities, four different opinions, four different energies. Yeah, we're going to come across that stuff from time to time. But again, it's about facing it head on. It's about us all sitting down and having a conversation about, okay, you feel this way. Why do you feel that way? What can we do to prevent that? What can we do to thwart that later on? Like, that's the way it works. Everybody has to be honest, open about how they're feeling at all times. Otherwise, it don't work.
I just know you have to be mature as hell. By the way, we're back live. I just know you got to be hella mature to be in a relationship like that because I couldn't do it.
I could never.
Yeah, four times the nagging. You didn't mention that right there. I mean, hearing that back, I have so many more questions. I have a lot more questions.
He also, and by the way, that was Neo we were talking to after the show on Friday. He has a lot of really cool things coming up. He talked about how he's getting more involved in golf, which, Graham, I know. That kind of perked your ears up because you're a huge, you know, just golf guy. But also, remember the music pop that he talked about?
That's right.
So he says that he was at this most recent CES.
Mm-hmm.
And he is partnering with some company that will create lollipops that when you put it in your mouth, it plays music that only you can hear. And
I
so he's one of the first artists to partner with them. And when this drops, you're going to be able to hear, you know, one of his songs, but nobody else can hear it.
Yeah, it somehow spins it inside your head and your mouth becomes its own record player. I don't get it, but whatever.
Me either.
It works and it sounded very cool.
So I can't wait for that. There's
a
lot of cool things.
He was so nice. Can I also say that? Like,
he was.
I sometimes don't know if whether a celebrity is going to be like kind of a diva or not, but he was so genuine.
He is.
He doesn't make it feel like his time is more valuable than yours, even though his time is more valuable than ours. But but you know what I mean? You don't get that
sense
at all.
I will say, he lays the cologne on thick. I went home still smelling like him and something weird. So it just felt weird like going home to my husband, but like
smelling like another man.
Yeah, and I'm like, just because when we took a picture, like... Yeah, so that was weird. But by the way, I was like, what are you wearing? He said Zara. That kind of took me by surprise. Like, really? You're Neo, but still, you know, shopping at regular places. I love that.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Happy Monday.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Leslie from San Jose. A longtime listener, but just shouting out myself because it is my birthday. My 31st. I'm not shy about that. My 31st birthday. And I was at the Neo MJB and Mario concert on Friday at Chase Center. My husband got me a meet and greet with Neo, and he's the sweetest, so I'm not surprised he got four girlfriends. I could be number five. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. How's her man feel?
I was just going to, you just mentioned you have a husband.
Got him got her the meet and greet for the birthday, and then she's like, yeah.
Biggest mistake you can make as a husband, I think, is getting your wife or girlfriend.
Happy birthday,
though. Happy birthday. Yeah, that's right.
Who gives a fart?
We did just get done playing some of our interview with Neo. We sat down with him on Friday for a little bit, and he talked all about his four girlfriends.
Good morning, you guys. It's Hazel from San Francisco. I was just leaving my daily talk back for you guys. I wanted to say something about Neo. I know that he is out there saying about all his girlfriends and stuff, but it's really not that new of a thing. Polly's been around forever. I have a lot of friends and my family members who are poly, so more power to him for making poly known. And I also want to say around this time of year, I miss JV a lot. Love you guys.
Hey, same. Thank you for that.
Totally. Polly has been around, and obviously we've heard of, you know, arrangements like this.
Yes.
He's the first person I've met in person that has four girlfriends. I'll say that. I've obviously heard of it, and other people have these arrangements. I don't know anyone personally. That's the first time I've met a person.
Now think you know Neo personally? Like, would you say that? Like, oh, I know him.
No, but this is the first person I've met actually has four girlfriends. I'm just saying, she's saying like, I have family members and it's been like, it's very common. I don't personally know anyone that's dating four
women. Not a new concept.
That's the first time for me.
And we also don't hear about it very often, even with celebrities. Right. You know what I mean? So it is really, really interesting.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Eric from Hercules. Let's be nice, Neo. Living life with four beautiful ladies under those Alaskan sheets. And your boy Eric over here didn't hear his alarm and woke up so late. Now everyone's chewing me up, ripping me a new one. Happy Monday.
Oh, no!
Happy Monday. Ouch. Yeah, we did, in the interview, Neo talks about how they all sleep in the same bed, and they have an Alaskan king. We talked about Alaskan king-size mattresses one time here on the show, because that's news to me. I'd never heard of one of those before. Hey, take a moment, Google Alaskan king when you get a chance, and see how ridiculously large that mattress is. They are huge, and yes, you can fit. All the pictures are like an entire family plus a golden retriever
there
as well. There's room for everybody. It's a very, very large bed.
And your duvet is going to cost you around $800.
Yes.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
And the mattress is not cheap.
Oh my God. I would love to have one of those.
Oh, yeah.
You're the smallest person I know.
It just sounds comfortable. Like, I must get one of these. That's my new life goal.
Sounds like a cloud.
You would get lost in there. It would take Selena even longer to get out of bed because you have to find your way out.
Also, that last talk back mentioned not hearing his alarm this morning and running late. I feel like I woke up a million times last night afraid that I was going to oversleep because of this pesky time change.
I know, me too.
Was that you guys?
Me too.
Oh my God, it was so bad.
I snoozed like one too many times, and that last time I woke, opened my eyes, I was like, what time is it? It
was guys, I don't know how you gamble like that. Hashtag, I never hit the snooze.
I don't know
never.
How you do that. I literally cannot. Next in the JV show, let's talk about this pesky time change and how it could harm your health.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, what do you think of Gypsy Rose's new hair? Because I love it personally.
I'm going to be honest, it aged her a lot.
Wow.
I'm going
to be honest.
What kind of cut did she get?
It's like the bob, but like a short, short bob.
Not like Pixie, not like Katy Perry. But it's pretty
not
short.
Here for this. I'm sorry.
Would you like to get that up on JV Morning Show for those who would like to check it out? Right now, to the talkbacks.
Hey, JV Show. Kelly here. You guys are the best, and you always have been. And I want to thank you guys for my daughter's birthday shout out on Friday. She was absolutely mortified. I did take 30 kids to the Sharks games. That was not a lie. We got dance cams, we got on the Jumbotron, and I have to say sorry to our section publicly. 223 for the loud kids, teaching them their volume control was a completely lost cause. But thanks. Have a great week.
Yeah. I just can't believe you went through with that.
She had sent me a DM asking for a birthday shout out, and we did that, and she said, yeah, they were taking 30 kids to a Sharks game to celebrate, which sounds like an awesome time, unless you're the parent in charge.
Yeah.
If you're one of the kids, you're having a great time.
Yeah, but, how does this work, like, financially? Because if you're taking that many kids, you know that they're getting snacks. They're going to get hungry. They want a water midway through. Like
they want merch. They want everything. Yeah. Do you think she paid for all of them? I mean, it's her daughter's birthday.
Yeah. And think about all the beers they wanted, too. Yeah. And beers are not cheap.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Right.
Because I always see this happen, and I actually saw it this weekend, where you see, you know, some parents, right? And you see a bunch of kids with them, and you know that not all of those kids are theirs. And they're buying basically everything on the menu. I saw this at an ice cream shop this weekend.
Yeah.
Do parents, like, when they send their kids off with somebody else, do they give them money?
Sometimes.
Like, it depends. If I know they're going somewhere, like, hey, they're going to a water park or they're doing something, I always give them money.
Okay.
But if it's just a regular, you know, they're going out like to hang out and they don't tell me they're going somewhere, then...
Then it's on those parents to feed them. And pay for their food. That is a good kind of topic. Yeah, we should discuss that some morning because, that is a lot of money.
It is. Wow. Yes. 30 kids? Are you crazy? Well, I'm glad it worked out and you guys had an amazing time. All right. Now, the biggest thing everybody's talking about today, this time change.
Hi, this is Muddy from San Leandro. Yeah, that time change was no joke. For real. My kids were late to school, but so were 20 other kids. So the line in the office to get a tardy pass was out the door and around the corner. It was a nightmare. Have a great one.
Yeah. Man.
Everybody's struggling today.
Grammy, talk about how you never hit the snooze button. Even on days like this, you're not tempted to snooze. I mean, it's a full hour earlier.
Yeah, you're gambling. That's a dangerous, dangerous game. And at the hour that we wake up.
I love gambling.
I love gambling because I like winning money. The hour that we wake up, you gamble and lose too easily because you hit that snooze and there's no guarantee I'm waking back up again.
Good morning, guys. I do without the haircut. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I love this time change. There's no traffic on the freeway because I think people forgot to change their clocks. Just a heads up, I made it from Pittsburgh, and I'm already in Walnut Creek, and it's only been 17 minutes. That's a record.
Wow.
Nice. New record alert.
Is anybody still actually forgetting to change your clock, though? Because now we all have phones, and it just updates. No one's...
I had to change mine because I have one of those nice, like, lamp things. What are they called?
You have a alarm clock?
Like an alarm?
It's an alarm clock, but it's like the one that turns into the sun.
Oh.
Oh.
Nothing doesn't automatically update?
I forgot what it's called. No, it doesn't.
I have to manually do it. I mean, there are still a few things, my 2001 4Runner, that don't have clocks that update automatically. I mean, the majority of people, I assume, use their phone as their alarm clock.
That's what as far as waking up. Like,
that thing updates automatically, but it is, I mean, your body's internal clock is what also helps you wake up.
Right, and that thing is all out of whack.
That's out of whack, but your coffee maker and some other things, you know, you have to reset the clock on that.
So here's how daylight savings can really harm your health. Studies have found an uptick in heart attacks and strokes right after the time change. So today is one of those days where like the where the, you know, the numbers of those just increase. Also, sleep deprivation is linked to heart disease, cognitive decline, obesity, and a number of other problems. And plus, disrupting that internal clock we've been talking about, it also influences things like heart rate, blood pressure, stress hormones, and metabolism. So literally everything about this is not good for you.
It's all bad. So if you're a boss today, give your coworkers an afternoon nap. Let them power down for an hour or two or three and let them sleep it off. We're all adjusting.
At least a 3 hour. And then don't forget today, the number of fatal car crashes, those tend to jump up as well because everybody's driving tired. Yep. The risk is highest in the morning. And that is, you know, just because people aren't getting as great a sleep as they were last week. And then, you know, heart attacks and all that. Those the numbers are higher for the 2 days after the time change.
Weren't you just so bummed last night when you're like, how is it already 8 o'clock? Yeah. Like, I just, what? The day just started and it's already 8 o'clock at night. Like, what happened? I mean, I hated that.
Bummed wasn't the right word. I was actually excited to throw my kids in their bed and finally I could lay down. Going out to bars and drinking the night before the March time change is the worst thing you can do.
Did you do that?
Yes.
You're an idiot.
I know. Because you're waking up extra early the morning after. It is awful. I couldn't wait to get back in my bed.
Yeah, the internal clock on your young children and your pets doesn't change. My dog's asking me for dinner at the wrong time and the kids still wake up at the same time. Everything's off. Takes a while for those internal clocks, too.
Yeah, I think about a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get back to normal.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yeah, this time change is, like, really taking people out this morning.
Good morning, JV crew. Rubensito Sectown. I'm tired. I didn't change my clock in the living room. I'm thinking it was earlier, and I went to bed super late, and I had to be in San Francisco by 5 in the morning. So I need a nap. Love you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, get that nap, Rubensito. Yeah. That's the worst.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, JV Show. Did you guys actually know that Arizona doesn't apply the time change? I don't know if it's a state law or whatever, but they don't go through the daylight savings. Wish California would do that. Anyways, have a good day.
Hey, you two. Yeah, there's a couple states that don't. I know Arizona is one of them.
Yeah, I think there's only one or two. Ed, look, and we've talked about this before, California, years of 2018 or whatever year it was, we voted to get rid of daylight savings. Mm-hmm. And then state legislatures, despite us voting, the majority of the public wanted to do it away with it. They couldn't get on the same page and actually put it into law. There are still talks of a federal change happening.
Well,
at some
let's
point.
Make it happen, please.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so J-Lo is convinced that Ben Affleck may have cheated on her with Jennifer Garner.
Oh, God.
So last week we talked about Ben getting uncomfortably close to his ex, Jennifer Garner, at one of their kids' birthday parties. Now, according to reports, Ben would love to get back with Jen Garner, but he knows it ain't going to happen right now because she's in a happy relationship with somebody else. Well, now J-Lo, like, she saw the pictures too. She's wondering if maybe Ben's closeness to her had something to do with their marriage falling apart. If maybe, you know, he cheated. Like, she knows they're close, but now she's second guessing everything and wondering if maybe she underestimated just how close they actually are.
No. J-Lo's gonna blame everybody but herself.
Exactly. I mean, you can't have 19 failed engagements and marriages and tell me
that's true.
It was this
guy. But if you're J-Lo, would that thought cross your mind?
Of course.
Me too.
A little bit, but I thought both Jennifers had like a good relationship too. I think she should know that.
That's why I would feel even more betrayed. Like, you're acting like my bestie the entire time we're together, yet you and him are like hugging on the paintball field.
I don't get cheating vibes from Jennifer Garner. Do you? Ben Affleck, totally.
I don't either.
Ben Affleck, totally. Yeah. He's a cheater.
So, no.
Jennifer Garner, no.
Looking more into Ben's marriage with Jen Garner, where they were together, did you know that he cheated on her with their nanny?
Wow.
Again, not surprising. Yeah. Major cheating vibes given off by that guy.
I know. All right, let's talk about Gaga really quick. She's all over the news because she has new music out. She did amazing on SNL over the weekend. Well, she's on a new interview with the New York Times. They have a podcast, if you don't know.
Podcast.
The New York Times podcast. And she revealed that she was diagnosed with psychosis 5 years ago. She said, I had psychosis. I was not deeply in touch with reality for a while, and it took me out of life in a big way. And after a lot of years of hard work, I finally got myself back. Now, according to the National Institute of Mental Health, psychosis causes a person to lose some level of contact with reality, and they have trouble figuring out, like, what's real, what's not, whether it's, you know, their thoughts or their perceptions. What a scary thing to experience.
Yeah.
And do you have the wherewithal yourself to know that you're going through it? I wouldn't think you would know yourself going through it. You need a mental health professional or something to help you.
Right.
Through like, that. What triggers that? You know, like, what makes it happen?
Watching Britney Spears' Instagram.
Oh my God. Did you see this most recent dancing video?
Yes.
Why is she's like dancing on top of a live fire? Like, get away from the fire, Britney. She's already
given Britney too much freedom.
She's already burned her eyebrows off once.
That's mm-hmm. right.
With the fireplace. Why are you like hovering over the fire? Well, not actually, but she's really close to it dancing like that.
I just.
Scary.
Yeah. It's all bad. It's all bad.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, quick sideshow recap in case you missed attending one this weekend. Selena, Jess, did you go to a sideshow this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I missed that.
There were a bunch. San Jose was popping off, you guys. Do people still say popping off?
No.
Okay. San Jose was going off with sideshows. A lot of sideshow activity reported, particularly on Saturday night. Picture or video you may have seen going viral, a car completely engulfed in flames at one of those sideshows. They are continuing to crack down on sideshow participants and sideshow bystanders, people you know, that are just there to watch. You can't do that in San Jose and several other cities around the Bay Area. In total, 17 vehicles impounded, and I believe they had a few arrests as well. So, yeah, you got to stop with the sideshows, people. Yeah. They're cracking down.
I still don't like that. Like, if there's one happening, I'm going to watch. How can I not?
But you don't have to, like, watch the video on social media of somebody getting run over by a car that's spinning. Like, you don't need to be standing there on the street corner cheering.
I won't be cheering, but I'm looking, recording. I shouldn't be ticketed for that.
But if you traveled to there, if it was right outside your front door and you walked down, I don't think you should get ticketed. But
okay.
If you drove across town to go watch the sideshow and light a car on fire, then maybe.
Okay, well, yeah, I would agree with that.
Then maybe.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, my God, Graham. I just heard the ad for Sky Rizzy for the first time. I thought you were joking. I didn't think it was a real thing. I thought you were making it up. By the way. Happy daylight savings. It's awful. It's terrible. It's murder on me.
It sucks.
You know what would really help? If I got that chug mug that I won last year. Last time I heard from you guys was before Chidi had to leave the show. Oh, and God. Haven't heard back from you guys ever since about that chug mug.
Oh, no. That sounds like a Jess problem.
No. Jess, can we make sure that he gets a chug mug?
Yes. And I'll go ahead and email you.
And yes, during that last commercial break, there was a Sky Rizzy ad that played. And I just had pointed out last week or something, I went on a bit of a rant that why everywhere am I seeing drug companies pushing their advertising so hard to us, the consumer? Like, shouldn't they be educating doctors about what the best available options is out there? And my example was Sky Rizzy, which is a commercial I see all the time. I feel like my kids walk around singing the Sky Rizzy jingle.
Oh, my God.
That was my first time hearing it. But as soon as I heard Sky Rizzy, I was like, oh, my God, Graham, listen. Listen what's playing right
Sky
now. All right, before we get to the Love is Blind reunion, you know, Mondays we bring a photo from our weekend. You can check out Photos from Home now on JV Morning Show. That is our Instagram. You guys, after Friday's show, I went and I got a vitamin C infusion.
Whoa. Really?
You guys know that I get sick like every other week.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I wanted to try something a little bit different. You know, getting an IV is not on my top 10 list of fun things to do.
How are you with
but
needles?
I just wanted to try. I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty
can
okay
with
needles.
Can you look directly at it?
I didn't look.
Yeah, I have to turn away.
Yeah, I turned away. And there's my husband just like recording it. I'm like, you're a weirdo.
How did you feel afterwards? Vivacious? Vibrant?
Yeah. I felt a little boost of energy.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I think that was nice. But hopefully it's just going to, I don't know. Just make me feel healthy.
Your immune system's just like fully charged. You're just out there licking, you know, BART seats and stuff, like without a care in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, come at me, germs. Come at me, bro.
I will lick a San Francisco sidewalk right now.
There you go. Her immune system. All right. My picture is a little traffic backup on the road.
Oh my God.
Near our house. This was yesterday afternoon. It was really cute. I don't know, maybe 400 or 500 sheep.
This is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Came down the road. And they all got bunched up at this intersection. They couldn't figure out which direction to go, despite there being, they had, I think, three of these sheepdog out there. The dogs are a trip to watch because they keep the sheep in order and keep them moving. They seem like they're a little mean to them at times. They kind of nip at them. But the sheep got all jammed up here for a while, and I was cracking up. And I, when my wife got home, I was like, oh, my God, you missed it. The sheep, you know, there was a huge, I was about to say herd, flock. A huge flock of sheep came down the road, and she's like, I know, I got stuck in it. She got stuck dead center in the road, and they all had, the sheep all had to go around her car.
Wow, so, that's so cute.
If you do want to see a video of that, that's on my Instagram.
Graham, some of these sheep are kind of thick. Like, damn, sheep, you hell with it.
Yeah, that video that you posted, Graham, was so cute, because you could see them kind of jumping, and their leaps are the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, they come flying by my wife's car, because she took a video of them as they were passing her car. If you want to see that, that's super on my cute Instagram. It was pretty funny.
Nice. And then my picture, I'm back on my painting game, you guys.
Oh, no.
Are you painting your cat?
I am. And listen, it looks really ugly right now, but it has to look ugly before it looks better.
Okay, let me just, I'm sure it's going to end up wonderful. You are a very talented artist, but let me sidebar with Selena here really
quick.
Selena, remember when our boss was like, hey, we got this girl, Jess. I think she should come be a part of the show, because, like, you guys are parents, you know, you have kids, and, like, we need somebody that's going to be out there in the streets, like, connecting with all the younger people and out there doing ratchetry and getting into wild trouble. And the stories, the stories she'll have about the bar fights and the things.
And all that.
Jess is at home on a Saturday night painting her cat.
But listen.
That could be any more polar opposite. I'm still sidebarring with Selena. Any more polar opposite of the build of what we were, you know, sold here.
We did not sign up for this.
No.
She is at home painting her cat.
But that's because that was the calm before the storm, you know? Like, I have a Vegas trip coming up, so that's coming.
Selena,
that's
at home painting her cat.
I know, Graham.
The ratchetry is coming this weekend.
She's painting. Jess is 28 and a half going on 92. She's painting her cat.
All right. Jess is going to Vegas this weekend.
I am going to Vegas
next
this weekend.
Monday, if you don't come back with stories of ratchetry and fights and drunken, blacked out nights...
Next week's photo from home is going to be her getting back to her apartment, reuniting with her cat.
No.
She's painting her cat, you guys.
No, next week's photo from home needs to be me and my bomb Vegas outfit, because...
Stop. All those photos. She's JB morning show. So were you not satisfied with the Love is Blind reunion?
You guys, it was not good in my opinion, but I think in general, this season was just... not good at all for me, at least. I think we've reached a point where, like, the show is done. Like, just stop.
Let's jump the shark.
You think the entire show,
I think we're ready to just put it to rest.
I agree. And I've only watched one full season.
This might be a little bit of a spoiler, but can I say for this season, out of the five couples that made it to the altar, just one couple got married.
Was that kind of the normal...
I think we've had at least a few more, but I think we've had more genuine connections. It seemed like in this one, there was also a lot that wasn't shown on the show that we're finding out later, like, here's some never before seen footage, which would have been super crucial for us to see during the show. Anyways, the reunion... just not good. They tried.
We know the reunions are bad on that show, because they're hosted by Nick Lachey and Vanessa, and they're so boring.
A part of it is them. They also tried to, like, implement some new little segments to the reunion. So they were like, throughout the show, we're gonna be sharing the top five most unforgettable moments, you know, throughout, like, Love is Blind history, right? They also were like, for the very first time ever, we're gonna have a musical performance. Which is so unnecessary.
From who?
For the reunion. It was some guy, his name I believe is Alex Warren.
Why?
Oh my God.
And so this was like towards the end of the reunion, but still, it was like, why is this necessary? So at this point, they really are just trying to find different ways. Yeah, the jokes that Nick and Vanessa Lachey make, like, you try to look past them, but it's just...
They're so bad. And they have writers writing those too.
Yeah.
Which is doubly bad. I'd rather, I said this after the last reunion I watched. I would never watch another one again. I can't. I'm done with those. The show, you know, if it's on, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
But I can't. Not another reunion. The reunion is so, it's done so, so poorly. Have they not watched, like, Andy Cohen does a really good job with reunions on Bravo. Like, they've just, like, quick fire questions and lots of drama and people are crying and yelling at each other. It's great. And then they just move on. They don't bring back past, you know, let's check in with this couple from seven seasons ago that nobody cares about. They don't do
Everyone's
that.
Everyone's forgotten.
Just, yeah.
The good thing it's is all about the drama from that season.
They didn't do that as much this season, but by the way, they did announce season 9 is coming.
Obviously.
When is that? So they didn't announce when they're going to release it. They just announced that they're going to be filming in Denver, Colorado this time.
I'm out. I'd rather paint Jess's cat. Didn't watch this next one. I'm done.
Yeah, I haven't even started this season, so I probably won't at this point. I'll just wait until Denver.
I don't blame you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.